Oh, right, I'm joined in the studio by even more people. Say hello, people.
Hello.
Hello.
So very really man-heavy. Can we have some of the females saying hello?
Hello.
Now, I'm joined in the studio by Wayne Banks, who is here with Time to Talk. Also with Cesara, who is the founder of Boqua Brentwood. We've got Scott, who's a regular here with the Mental Health Matters show with Bob Simpson. And also joining us in the show, I've not seen him for ages, actually, Sam, who's looking very well.
Thank you.
Sam.
Hello.
Makes you sound like you've been really badly ill or something, or you've fallen over.
Yeah, what
but
did
you
I look like before?
No, I don't know. You just look a bit more fresh-faced. Younger, in fact, and you're only about 10 as it is.
I know.
Fake tan.
Oh, is it a fake tan you've got on?
It's the O-line, isn't it? It's probably the O-line, yeah.
Well, I don't know, your skin just looks really bright. You must be...
I've just been taking care of myself.
Yeah, you do look nice. Not saying that when I saw you last year you didn't. I'm making it sound worse. It's nearly getting as bad as fish oil gate, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
So, Sam, just tell everybody, you work here at the Brentwood Centre. You are one of the mentors for Fitness in Mind.
Yep.
Tell us about how you got involved and, you know, what it means to do that job.
Yeah, well, I was involved from the beginning when Wayne came up with the idea to help design the program. Then I went on a fitness course. I did my level 2 gym instruction and level 3 disability. And then we started Fitness in Mind, and I've been here ever since.
And how many people do you actually sort of look after, as it was, or train?
In the gym, it's only sort of inductions and anybody that needs a bit of help. In Fitness in Mind, we fluctuates quite a bit, so... 100 people, 150
yeah.
people, not all at once. But we've actually have got two new programs coming up, which
yeah.
is wheelchair basketball
yep.
and wheelchair netball.
They're, I'll tell you, what, have you seen people who play? They are.
Oh, it is
get
tough.
You, man, I'll tell you
it
that.
It is tough.
Yeah.
I had a go on a wheelchair basketball and so strong, like, I just yeah. couldn't do it.
It's a rugby one. They go so fast, the fingers sort of pop off in the yeah. middle of the game. So
well, that's cheered everyone up.
Yeah, so calm down.
Hands, don't worry.
Yeah, we'd like to leave the gym with both hands. So tell us about your journey, Sam, into getting involved in this, if you don't mind.
No, that's all right. Yeah, well, I've been a service user for years. I have OCD, depression, you know, standard. And I actually met Wayne at an OCD group, and he sort of had this idea and sort of said, we'll do this course and then we can do that. So we used to meet at the cafe and sort of talked about what we thought would work well.
Mm.
And then next thing we know, we're at the Brentwood Centre. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then it's getting funding and the word's getting out there and the classes are getting bigger. And it's just been amazing to see the progression.
And do you feel it's helped your OCD?
Definitely being involved with fitness has helped my mental well-being.
Mm.
Not only sort of, you know, the productive side of it, but when you're exercising, you're releasing endorphins, you're going out, you have more of a purpose, you know, you've got all these different aspects to it, so you do genuinely start to feel physically and mentally better.
Yeah.
And working along with and with people who also have mental health issues is one, very, very rewarding, but two, it's very comforting to know there's so many people that have the same sort of thing, and it's easier because they've got a much better understanding.
Mm.
As to say, if I was working in an office somewhere and yeah. they have no idea about mental health, they're not going to really understand
yeah.
Some of the problems. So, yeah, no, it's been a tremendous positive effect on my mental health. We got someone who come down from the very beginning, just literally blew our minds with the amount of things that she could do. She also had a physical impairment as well as mental health.
Mm.
And she ended up doing a lot of things better than most people would. Seeing people as well come down who sort of feel really stuck, like they're not going to get out of this dilemma. To see them all of a sudden brighten up and really just dive into like all these different activities and just, you know, flourish at them, it's incredible. I think at first it's a bit more difficult because mm. you're not used to it, so your body's like, what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
But as you start to do it more often, you will find you have more energy, you'll be happier, so then, you know, because you're happier, people around you will be happier because you're giving off that, you know, positive vibe to people.
Mm.
And I think the more you do it, the fitter you become, the more stamina you get, and you'll be doing things that you never thought you'd be doing.
Mm.
I think one of the biggest things, well, people have a big preconception to what they think sports is.
Yep.
And unfortunately, a lot of PE teachers might have not been the most encouraging towards certain students at school.
Yep.
So when they leave school, they think, oh, well, when I was in the playground, the kids were competitive and I was horrible, and the PE teachers were horrible, and, oh, I don't want to do sports, I'm not good at sport, you know. But it's really not like that. It's such a different take on sports. When people come here, it's just encouraging, and it's a community. And I think once they do it as well, they really sort of find themselves fitting in.
So if people come in and they say they don't want to lift weights, can you say to them, why don't you try this, try that, try... You just give them some... Because there's so many different options. It isn't just about being on a treadmill and running. And I think that's the one thing that people, when they think about going to the gym... That's, you think, well, I couldn't even stand on it for a minute, let alone run.
Yeah, no, certainly. I mean, we have the classes that are on currently is Hatha Yoga, am I saying that right? That's on a Tuesday at 11 a.m. So, you know, but that's for all people. You don't have to be super flexible. You can go there at any state and they will work with what you can do at that current time. The other classes we have is Box Fitness on a Wednesday, which Dave, who's just joined us, does. Very good personal trainer as well.
Yep.
Giving a plug there. Netball on the Thursday is... the Box Fitness is at 12 p.m. on a Wednesday, by the way. The netball, which is on a Thursday at 2 p.m, that's, I think, one of the most popular ones, and that seems to be quite a nice sort of environment. Everyone sort of has a laugh, and that might be a good starting point. And Saturday on Bokwa,
yep,
as well.
Have you done Bokwa? Have you joined in yet?
Yeah.
I like the way your eyes went, yeah, of course I have.
Of course I have.
Now, Cesaro, was he any good?
He was brilliant.
Oh, honestly. He would be, wouldn't he?
I didn't expect it to be so good.
Oh, Zara's just being kind. I'm sure I looked all right, Wally.
No. You did brilliant.
No, she's being serious, I can see it, yeah. Marks out of 10.
10.
10.
Oh, brilliant.
On his first class, yeah.
I've come back then, won't I?
And
that's on Saturday at 2:30.
Joining me in the studio as well is Dave Davis, who's the founder of D2 Fit and the co-founder and director of the award-winning Barbell Girls and Box Fitness instructor for Fitness in Mind. Hello. So, first of all, tell us about D2 Fit and then to Barbell Girls and the awards.
D2 Fit, it's my personal training company. There's two of us involved with that. There's D2 Fit, myself, and D2 Pink, which is Joe Beattie. We have, we try and cater to people who want the personal training. The Barbell Girls, that was something that that was the baby of Joe, really. We set up a ladies' lifting clinic just to give girls an insight into some weightlifting, weight training type stuff, and explain the whys and wherefores of it and why people should be getting involved in it. I think there's a few misconceptions with girls and doing weights that if they look at anything over 5 kilos, they're immediately going to turn into the Incredible Hulk. Plainly not true.
Yeah.
And we see what people want to achieve, whether it's sort of a sport specific or a conditioning type training plan they need, or whether they just want to get into weight training, which is something they've probably not done before, maybe because of the intimidatory factor of being in that environment. If you're trying to address what I hear drives most trainers up the wall, this toning up effect, that's basically muscle building, because we're not going to be toning fat.
Yeah.
The idea, and when we're talking about weight loss, we maybe try and target more fat loss than weight loss. These VLCs, these very low calorie diets you see people going undertaking, can be pretty detrimental, to be honest with you. If your body plateaus at a certain weight loss, then what do? Do you cut your calories down to 500 a day from 1,000 to try and kickstart it again? And if it plateaus then where do you go? A lot of trainers, myself included, don't spend a lot of time with our clients or the girls, or saying, weigh yourself every day. Clothes size is going to be a better gauge. You look at some of the athletes that are in great shape, they're not worried what their weight is, unless they're boxers or jockeys, of course. But trying to target some muscle building. Those muscles will help knit those tendons together. Ligament. It's good. Certain age, you want to be doing some weight bearing stuff, because that'll stave off the onset of sort of osteoporosis, those sort of things. It should be part of people's plans. And if you're talking sport specific and you're looking for strength and conditioning to help with a certain sport, then there's going to be natural ways that you can get into doing using weights to complement your sport.
So you do personal training here as well.
Yeah.
So what's the first thing you do when you get a client that comes in a little bit nervous?
Find out what they want to achieve. Find out if they've trained before. See what their history is. See what their medical history is. Obviously, first and foremost, everything has to be safe. So if we're looking at weights, we're very, very technique focused. With the barbell girls, you get shadowed for a good while. It's no specific set time. It's until we're happy with that you've got the technique nailed down.
Yeah.
So we're very much to do with how rather than how much. Mm. Once we've got the technique pinned down, we can start adding to whatever you're going to do, whether it's a rep range or whether it's weights, whatever you're trying to achieve. And then look at a way around what they want to do. If they've done something in the past sport-wise that they absolutely hate, well, you're not going to get them to do it. They're not going to stick to it.
Mm.
If there's something they love doing, get it in their program. For me, I think, you know, let people enjoy it.
Tell us about the awards.
The awards was great. We were up against really big hitters, some worthwhile candidates as well. I didn't think we were going to win because the others were like, huge. So pretty much, I think it was 2 years in March, we'd have been up and running, but the Barbell Girls has just gone from strength to strength to strength. Excuse the pun. We've got probably about 60 people associated with it. Regularly have like 25 girls lifting Mondays and Thursdays. You can tailor your workouts to what you want to achieve. So if you were working for pure strength gains, your program's going to be different for someone who wants to go bodybuilding.
Mm. Or certain. No, could you hear whispering in the background there? Who was that?
It was me.
What were you going to say?
Well, no, you mentioned about what's good for your mental health.
Yeah.
And you find that individually, people find what works for them. Yeah. So that some people will find yoga good for them.
Yeah.
Others will find that terrible. So it depends on what fits you. Mm. So it's personalisation.
And there's so much choice here at the Brentwood Centre as well.
So when are you coming down?
Well, I tell you why, because you're all going to laugh at me. Well, you're not going to laugh at me, but I did actually put my back out at Christmas by lifting my PA system, which is just about... Don't look at me like that, Sam. Sam's got, like, all got their arms crossed going, you liar. I am meant to be coming to the gym in the next few weeks to actually start. I don't want to. I hate exercise more than anything in the world, but I have to because I'm finding it difficult to get out of my car. I'm finding it difficult to push my mum in the wheelchair and to run up the stairs.
Why don't you come with me? Because I hate sport as well. No, not now. we'll do it together. Get these three to plan what you want to do,
yeah.
And then I'll live on air, I can say that I'll actually start doing some exercise for fitness in my life.
There we go.
We heard that.
Wayne's just dropped me in it there, but I do mean to get to the gym. I do mean to come. I've been saying that to you for the last year and a half, haven't I, Sam? Sam doesn't believe anything I say. Turn it up. Did you say something nice?
I said, of course it will, as long as you're ex.
That's all right, then, as long as it's okay. So I could start off by maybe just doing a little bit of gym, a little bit of weights and a bit of dance, which I probably would enjoy that. Although I'm probably only for about 30 seconds before I was out of breath.
No.
I don't smoke. That's the worst thing you can do, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the worst thing. Oh, well, what else is bad? You were looking, Dave, you were going to say something.
No, that's bad. No.
That's got to be the worst thing. Yeah. Do you smoke?
No.
I should hope not.
A liar.
That is the worst thing you can do. So give up the dirty cigarettes and then you'll be even fitter than you are now.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in you, Sam. That's been a whole year.
I'm disappointed in myself.
You should be. Do you like that? It sounds like your mother. I'm disappointed in you. Very disappointed in you. Right, we're going to play a little bit of music and then we're going to come back with the guys right after this.